Tufts Radio, WMFO Medford. My name is Erica. I'm one half of the show Dumb and Dumber that occurs every other Tuesday. And sorry I'm a little late. Our cards still don't have access into the building, which is a little annoying. So I have to call our campus police department to let me in. Well, they have to let me in through two doors. One of them is at the base of the building, and then, as you can maybe tell by me being out of breath, the other is at the top of three flights of stairs. So, it's just, like, so inconvenient, and it annoys me because they've been telling us that they were going to give us card access for so long now. But, anyways, onwards with that. Let's see. So recently my girlfriend and I rediscovered Khalid, which is a beautiful rediscovery because I had an obsession with him in high school and I listened to him all the time. So for the first song, I really hope this works because last time I was on this show, the audio didn't work. So if you're listening and you have my number, text me, tell me what you can hear. So this first song is Hopeless by Khalid from his American Teen album.
Spend my time worrying of broken promises, focused on the smell of all the burnt out cigarettes. My thoughts play on repeat, only comfort that I keep, cause in a moment I will be something you forget. Hopeless, hopelessly romantic, you got me stranded. Ooh, I'm blue. tell me, was I ever something that you could regret? I know I wasn't the one for you, but at least I tried my best. Surrounded by questions like, why do two part ways? But if my memory's right, you're the one that left. I'll be hopeless, hopelessly romantic. You got me stranded. I'm blue, blue, blue. Used to lift me higher, but I guess our times expire. I'm giving you the match, set our love on fire. Hopeless, hopelessly romantic. You got me stranded. Something that you could regret. I know I wasn't the one for you, but at least I tried my best. Surrounded by questions like, why do two part ways? But if my memory's right, you're the one that left. I'll be hopeless, hopelessly romantic. You got me stranded.
Hello. Okay, so I hope you guys liked that little intro song. Oops, I started playing my next song. That's going to be a surprise for later. Yeah, so what's been going on with me? It's actually been a really long time. We were supposed to have it 2 weeks ago, but that was spring break. So it's been 4 weeks without hearing my lovely voice. The most recent update in my life is that my basketball team and I are playing Water Gun Assassin. So we bought 16 water guns from Five Below, each for $1, which is kind of awesome. And they claim to have 19 feet of range, but I feel like they only have like 12. Whatever, that's fine. Yeah, so that's been awesome, and it just started today. I kind of want to see if anybody in my teammate... No, I was going to say who I had, but that would kind of spoil it. All I know is that they were sitting in the Africana Center for literally 3 hours today, and I didn't know if it was, like, ethical to just walk in there and shoot them. Wait, oh my god, that sounded so bad. I mean, get them out. Get them out with my water gun. Yes. Okay, now I'm flustered, so I'm just going to play the next song. This is Good Books by Lola Young. It's been stuck in my head. I'm really sorry about that last thing. That was bad.
I know to push me away. You bought bad things to be doing, the making my day. And I know, life can be hard. But you didn't need to scream in my face when parking your dumb little car. And I gave you an ultimatum, it's me or the wind. Why do I try? So that's my bad and that's my bone. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'll just repeat everything I said because I accidentally had myself on mute. So what I was gonna say is, sorry, my dad's trying to find the radio station. Anyways, what I was gonna say was, you were not supposed to hear that next song. Because I was supposed to be a surprise, because I was supposed to talk about the first song, and, yeah. Anyways, sorry, my brain really isn't working today, but, girl, whatever. What I was gonna say was, that song has been in my bones for the past few weeks. Like, there's something about that song, and here's what. Three songs have the same vibe. It's that song, Sweet Disposition by, let me see, The Temper Trap. So it's that one, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, and Ribs by Lorde. All of those, to me, scream, like, roof open, sunset, driving down the highway, hands in the air with your best friends. But also, it's, like, sad. It's like the end of a movie, of, like, a coming-of-age movie that's really bittersweet. That's kind of what those... well, obviously, Ribs. But, I don't know. Those three songs give the same vibe. Yeah, and also, while you guys were listening, while I was listening, I rediscovered my mammoth book of logical brain games. And... oh, you can... oh my god, okay. ASMR of the book. Yeah, it's fat. And it's really awesome because it just has a bunch of different games. And I remember when I was younger, I would only do the games that I liked. And so now going back, there are no more of the games that I'm good at, which means that I have to do the games that I'm bad at. And something about me is I really hate being bad at things. Which is also, actually, that's actually really interesting. Thank you. because that reminds me. Something I'm really, really bad at is singing. I don't know why. Also, I've been told that I talk with my throat, which probably makes sense because when I'm on like the sidelines cheering during a game, I lose my voice after 5 minutes. Like, something happens. So, I don't know. All I know is that when I grow up and I have big girl money, I want vocal lessons because I low-key want to know, I want to learn how to sing. In a non theater kid pick-me-girl way, I want to learn how to sing. Anyways, I can't sing, and so that's actually how I started getting into rap music. Because with rap music, there's really no singing, but it's still awesome. Anyways, singing's something I'm bad at. I'm really bad at Chinese. What else am I bad at? I'm really bad at drawing people. I'm really bad at drawing people. I remember in middle school, I drew all of my friends. And one of my best friends still today, Vandana, I drew her. And she didn't tell me this until years later, but I drew her and I apparently butchered her nose, but she like held a grudge. I don't even know, but she just like hated it so deeply in her bones, but she never told me. Yeah. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. Back to the original topic of discussion, which was Sweet Disposition and how it relates to Ribs and Iris. And so I'm going to play those two songs for you next. Something just happened to my cue. Yes. Okay. Here is Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. Getting out of hand, and you'll walk around. That was not Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. That was Cold Blooded by Khalid. Let me try again. Thank you.
forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Cause I don't think they'd understand. Oh, and everything. love don't repeat. My mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy getting old. We can talk it so good. We can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lovers spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting home. The drink you spill all over me, lovers spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting home.
Other half arrived. Oh, your mic isn't on. That's awkward. What is it? Three or four? It's three.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me. I'm wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over.
I'm really, really sorry I'm late to both the audience and Erica Huang. I will make it up to her. Bye. You can guess it. A secret for you.
What the heck?
Sorry, the shuttle took a really long time and I wasn't expecting that, and I also forgot that the shuttle only came every 30 minutes. So as I was leaving, I was like, oh, I have more than enough time to get back to Tufts, and then I was like, wait, the shuttle doesn't come until... I should have just taken the bus. That was my bad.
A bus from where?
Davis.
Like the bus bus?
Like the bus bus. Like the MBTA bus.
Whoa. I didn't even realize that that was a thing.
Yeah. Because it would have gotten here at 9:20. Actually, it would have been probably like the same thing. Shoot. Guys.
Buses scare me.
MBTA kind of sucks. Not going to lie. I don't know if I can say that on air, but kind of sucks. Anyway...
Hashtag fund the MBTA more. Give us better things.
Also, why is it so expensive? $2.40 a ride is insane, especially if you go one stop.
That's true.
That's insane. prices in America.
But also maybe it's because people just, like, don't pay. Like, it's like how when Tufts gives us an automatic, like, $80 theft insurance thing. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, we're already paying that money. Like, you know, like, oh, it's $240 because half of the people don't pay. So if everybody paid, maybe it'd be $120.
I just think we need a better metro system in, like, every place.
No, wait, okay, my truth is I love the T.
Really?
I love the T.
I just know there's better transit elsewhere.
Where?
Like, in Singapore, they have, it's 50 cents, like, per ride, but it also is
USD?
Based on, yeah, but it's also based on how far you go.
So that's good.
Like, I don't think it's that expensive.
Yeah.
But as opposed to here, $240. Like, if you go to Alewife from Davis, $240 for that.
Yeah.
Kind of silly. But I guess it's better than walking.
It's better than walking. It's better than driving.
I wish there was a T that was more direct from here to Fenway. Because every T to get to Fenway is, it goes through Boston completely. Like, the red line goes towards the green line. And I kind of just wish the red line went straight to Fenway. Because we already have the green line.
Doesn't the green line go to Fenway?
Yeah, but you have to go all through Boston to get there. I mean, it, like, takes an hour and a half. Or, like, an hour.
I don't really understand the significance of this.
Like, if there was a straight shoot from Davis to Fenway that didn't have to cut through Boston, then it would be, like, 30 minutes. But both the red line and the green line, it's, like, an hour to get to Fenway.
But why Fenway?
Just, like, that part of Boston. Doesn't have to be Fenway.
Oh.
Could be the MFA. Could be Northeastern.
Is that near Fenway?
Yeah, it's close to it.
I didn't know that. Last time I was in Fenway, I was donating blood. It was kind of awesome because I had all the World Series trophies out there.
Low-key, next time you go donate blood, I'll come.
It was for 9/11, so I think that's why it was, like, specific.
Shoot.
That's, like, why it was special. So, next 9/11.
Next 9/11, I'm there. That's my mom's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Kim. Happy birthday, Mom.
How was your day?
It was long.
Really?
It was long. Yeah.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Willed myself to get out of bed and go to the gym, and that was really difficult.
Loki, do you want a gym tomorrow morning?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. I would, but I really just don't want to. I really want to sleep. I'm feeling a good, like, sleep at 9:30.
That's so valid.
And also Kavya's coming over, so chances are we don't go to bed until, like, 1 because we're going to be up doing work and watching Harry Potter.
Oh, what, Harry Potter?
We just finished the first one.
Oh, has she seen them?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
She said the first one was the best.
Whoa, that's a crazy take. It's one of the better ones, I will say.
Oh my god, it's so
my favorite's the third.
It's so good. Oh, the third's really good. My favorite book out of all of them was the fourth.
Really?
Yeah.
That one made me sad.
Yeah, it was sad. But I think I liked the games. I thought the games were really fun.
The games were really cool.
Yeah.
I think the third book and third movie are my favorite.
That's a really popular take, I would say.
I like Sirius
Black. Says our program's a little low. Bellow. Okay, yeah, that's better. Yeah, but now we're on to the second, the Chamber of Secrets. Oh, Vandana said she's tuning in.
Hi, Vandana.
Hi, Vandana.
Shout out, my queen.
You know what Vandana did to me today?
Did she touch you?
My parents were listening.
Did she hug you?
No, but I wish. You know what she did? Oh, she said she knows we're talking about Harry Potter. And what about it?
Why can't we talk about Harry Potter?
All I know is that when I met Vandana, they were reading Harry Potter in the sixth grade, like a nerd.
Oh, what a freaking nerd.
What a nerd, yeah.
Tisk tisk. Who would ever read Harry Potter? Tisk tisk.
Bruh, I don't know. I remember I tried reading it. I thought it was so... I, like, hated it when I first read it.
Really?
Yeah, because I wasn't at that reading level yet. And so I was like, this is boring. I hate this.
How old were you?
I don't know, elementary school at some
15.
Point. That's what I said, elementary school.
Okay, elementary school. I read it when I was a sophomore in high school, so.
Yeah, I don't remember when I read it. But you know what happened? I did just finish. Oh, Mama. Hi, Mom. I hope you're listening. I just finished My Brilliant Friend.
Was it good?
Okay. Earlier in the show, I was talking about things I'm bad at, and what I forgot to mention is I'm really bad at understanding the deeper meanings in movies and books. Like, I really, really try. One of my favorite classes was analytical literature or whatever in 11th grade, and that was absolutely my favorite. Oh, hi, Mama. She just texted me. Yeah, that's something I've always been really bad at, but something I've always loved. And so I feel like I need to start reading more analytical books. Like, low-key, I'm going to read... I was about to say I'm going to read The Crucifix. I want to read The Crucible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to read... I think I also really... Like, I reread 1984 every year, I would say.
Really?
I don't really read that many books. Yeah. And I really want to get a paper copy.
Is it that good?
It's just, like, really... It's really important, is how I would describe it.
I've never read it.
I would say it's a really important book. Especially, like, in this day and age.
Valid.
But...
I don't know if I'm great at finding deeper meanings. I think I'm okay at it, but some people have, like, the craziest analysis, and I always am like, where did you see that in the text? How did that happen? I think I'm okay at it, though, because my AP Lang class took it out of me where I had to do it. Otherwise, we failed the class.
Yeah.
But other than that, I just, like... I like reading when I don't have to think too hard. Like, I kind of just like being able to read a book and I like it flows through my head and I imagine everything pretty well. I don't like having to read a book and being like, what is going on? Why are they saying this? Why are there 15 pages describing the room in really big words? Nothing makes sense.
Yeah. Something I didn't really like about My Brilliant Friend that I'm going to write in my Goodreads review dropping later tonight.
I love your Goodreads reviews. I always read them.
Thank you. I write so much for them. Like, it's crazy.
It's kind of beautiful.
Your favorite book is Throne of Glass, right?
I know you hated it.
Yeah, I hated it so much that I started highlighting the lines that I hated.
I'm sorry. I like it. I just love the story so much, and I read it at a time in my life when I really needed it.
And that's beautiful.
It made me feel empowered.
Wow. Okay. Maybe next you should read Becoming by Michelle Obama.
Ugh.
It's also pretty empowering.
Hashtag Michelle Obama. What a beautiful woman.
Hashtag Michelle Obama.
We don't talk about her enough.
Yeah.
Bring back the woman.
I wish I had enough time in my day to read important books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everybody, like Lip Gallagher from Shameless is so smart. He says because he reads a lot. I read a lot. It's just not important things. Like I read sci-fi and fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have time in my day to really put time towards reading important things.
Yeah. No, that's valid.
You know?
I feel like I've been going more down like the documentary route recently instead of the reading route because I haven't really read much. Because the thing about reading is like when I start reading, I don't want to stop and I need to have like low-key hours in my day where I'm able to sit down. Like I'm not one of those people that can like watch a show for 20 minutes or read a book for 20 minutes. Like I have to sit down and read or watch for over an hour at least. So it's kind of difficult. I don't know why I'm like that, but it's kind of difficult to be able to like figure out when to read a book or when to watch something when we're in so much school. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard to do the things that you want to do when you're in school.
It's also like I'd rather go out and do things than read a book right now, because this is the only time that you're right next to all your friends. So anytime I have free time, I'm like, oh, maybe I should go see my friends, or like, oh, maybe I should go do this, or like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Because we're in college and I want to do super fun things when I'm able to. And then when I get older and have more free time and I'm not as close to my friends, maybe I can sit down and read more books. Because that's what I did in high school a lot. I'm such a nerd.
I guess so, but like, I don't really see reading as taking time out of my day, because I literally read when I'm eating or like right before bed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't read for that long. That's why it takes me so long to get through so many books. But
to me, reading is like an event. It's like, it's not the same as scrolling. Like, scrolling is its own thing, but I feel like scrolling and reading and watching go in the same category for you.
Yeah, because a lot of times when I find that I need a break, it's also not just that I need a break from like working my brain, it's that I need a break from screens. I just feel the pressure build up in my brain.
Yeah.
You know, and I just need to like not look at a screen for a little
while. Did you know that we have enough plastic in our brain to make a spoon?
Where did you get that from?
The plastic detox documentary on Netflix, it just came out.
Okay, because one of my favorite podcasts called Science Versus has an episode about that, and that's on my queue.
Really?
Yeah, I want to listen to it.
The plastic documentary was so bad, and I think it got rave reviews, but it was just so dumb. No offense to anyone who liked it, but the whole premise of it was that it was about sperm motility in males and how plastic makes you less fertile for a man.
So there is male birth control.
Plastic. Yeah. But basically, like, these four couples all tried to take plastic out of their like day-to-day lives, and there was no change in the results, and it was just such a dumb documentary, and it kind of made me really angry.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it was. I think it was just because I had low sperm motility. Like, I don't think it had anything to do. And then there was this whole thing about how if you do have a lot of plastic in you, your sons are gonna be less masculine. Okay,
so what?
And do you know how they measured the masculinity?
Bruh.
By the length of the scrotum, is it called?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. The gooch.
Does the length of your scrotum directly correlate to how much testosterone you have in your body?
I don't know.
It must not.
I feel like it doesn't. I feel it like it's just not. Like a body thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that.
Wow.
I feel like your genitalia would tell more than... I don't know. It was a really dumb documentary, so I don't recommend it. Don't watch it.
That was absolutely a documentary created by a man.
It was created by a woman! It was created by a woman! Oh yes! My
God. Was she Mormon?
I don't even know. It was a really strange... Like, the whole thing was just so strange and off-putting, and she has so many published, research stuff that I was like, why... How did she come up with this? It was just a lot to do with, like, plastic making you infertile, but none of her results seemed to show that. I don't believe any of her data.
I literally just, like, bro, this reminds me of the, this reminds me of the Bama Rush documentary.
Alopecia lady?
Yeah, where she kind of just made it all about herself. I literally don't care about what you have going on.
Low-key, people should watch that, though. It's kind of funny.
I want to know more about Bama Rush.
Why is she talking about her alopecia?
Yeah.
Apparently, wait, there's another one. We should watch it, isn't there?
Probably, yeah.
I think they just came out with another one.
Yeah.
Anyway, watch Bama Rush. Don't watch plastic detox. The thing that made me really angry too is she was like, you need to cut plastic out of your life. It's so inaccessible to cut plastic out of your life because plastic is A, everywhere, and B, it's the cheaper option for so many things. So to be like, oh, cut plastic out of your life, that's so difficult if you don't have $1 million.
Yeah.
So I don't know what she was on, but it was making me really angry the entire time, and I just wish she would stop talking.
That's real. Actually, from Science Versus, I listened to a podcast the other day about organic versus non-organic foods.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and apparently there's really not enough evidence to choose one way or the other.
Okay, I agree with that because PJ and I have been debating this. And it's low-key rage-baiting him in it. It's fine because I know I'm not making a great point. But organic does just mean carbon-based. So what's stopping people from slapping organic on when it literally just means carbon-based? I know it also means that, like, it's farmers putting less preservatives into their stuff, blah, 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 blah. But, like, you could say something's organic because most things are carbon-based. Like, most fruits and vegetables.
I think organic is how it's treated.
Yeah.
Like, brought up. So what do you mean carbon-based?
The like, in chemistry, that's how you define it.
That's how you define organic?
Yes.
I think those are two definitions of organic.
They are. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so this was a joke. I'm saying
that you could slap organic on anything.
Ha. Huh, as, like, a joke.
No, just generally.
Right, but, like... In like
does the FDA say that you have to put organic on something if it's... Like, what does the FDA define organic as?
I don't know, but it's something
like, what if they don't define it? Then people could just put it on their food if it's organic or if it's carbon-based.
Yeah, they could.
That's all I have to say.
But... Yeah. I don't know. Like, this happens... I think about this a lot when I buy strawberries.
Oh, do you usually buy organic strawberries?
I don't know. It depends on whichever ones look better, but I'm like, oh, me. Like, I don't know. Because I've always, maybe it's just, like, bias, but I always think that the non-organic ones are bigger. Because I was like, oh, you little GMOs are getting into my strawberries and making them huge. But then I'm like, oh, but maybe that means that they're not going to be as juicy inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's valid. I usually just go for the cheaper option.
Yeah, real. That's what I'm going to do when my parents cut me off after I graduate.
That's funny.
So.
Hey, but what if you got that six-figure salary?
Bruh, I'm supposed to hear back from... I don't know if I should say this on air. I'll tell you off air. Anyways, I have our next song.
Okay. Is it a surprise?
No.
Okay.
No, really no. Here is... Girls Chase Boys by Ingrid Michaelson.
Yay!
Let's not make it harder than it is. It's one beating heart, and I'll be alright. I'm gonna be alright. Yeah, I got two hands, one beating heart, and I'll be alright.
No, we did not. Here. I'll give that to you.
Yay. Okay, as a reminder, this is Shannon and Erica, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay. Let's do this PSA. We'd do anything for kids, whether it's finding the owner of a lost toy or picking up a dropped sippy cup. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. That's 13 million kids who aren't sure where their next meal is coming from. Help end childhood hunger and give all our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Word.
Amazing. That's true. End child hunger, please. If you have the ability, you should do it.
AKA. Shout out billionaires.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, give us some money.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Give us some money. I feel like I had a dream about Jeff Bezos the other day. I don't remember what it was about. But did I ever play Ribs?
You played something, Lord.
Okay, that was Ribs. Yeah, I just love me some Lord. There was an artist named Jason. That's kind of funny.
Jason?
Yeah.
Like J-S-O-N.
Like dot Jason.
That's funny.
Like dot I like JSON that. File.
Loki, if I was an artist, I'd be like FPGA or something.
I'd be DJ Seizure.
Wanna tell us why?
No.
Okay.
Because during all my sets, I'd play like really flashing lights.
Oh.
Kidding.
Loki, oh. I wanna go to a Charlie XCX concert really badly.
That would be awesome.
Phenomenal. Did you also do the DJ on Google?
No, I did not.
That's okay.
Okay, I guess that concludes the show. Thank you. I keep typing the Google dolls instead of the Goo Goo dolls. I just want a job so badly.
Yep.
Google, yep. Hire me.
Google.
Yeah, hopefully next time we're on, Shannon and I will both have jobs.
Praying.
So, bang.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in, friends and fam.
Goodbye, guys.